This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Reverend Courtney Carson's joining from RCC.
Oh, the Rev.
Yeah.
Well, I should have known because I was wondering if we were even going to have a guest. And then 2 seconds before we go on the air, the light lights up and it had to be the Rev. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing, my friend?
I mean, you know how to do this radio stuff. Why not? Why waste a second when you could do something
right.
else before you need to call in, right?
Right, exactly. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm, you know, I tell everybody this. This is my canned answer now. Excuse me. After last year, and you and I did the fitness challenge together, so you know this. I had COVID. I had the shingles. I broke my ribs twice.
I didn't know you went through. I remember the COVID. I did not know about the shingles. Are you breaking your ribs? And you still went through the WSOY challenge like a champion, man. The ground is no place for a champion. You are that.
Oh, no. You know, I think I came in last place. But the thing is I really enjoyed doing that with you and the others. And it was great to get back into condition after, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't take the smallest things for granted anymore than I used to. And that enriches your life, Rev, because you appreciate people more, you appreciate things more, you appreciate your job more. All those things you just figured was a part of a day, I don't look at as part of a day. Because there was a period of time there when I was at my lowest that I was wondering if I was going to get well. And it was a good wake-up call for me. Too bad you got to go through something like that. But, you know, in your profession, and you got more than one profession, but I know probably the most important one is your faith in your ministry. And you know this of what I'm saying better than anyone because you preach it. And I'm one of these people that receive the preaching. And now I'm preaching it.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm extremely happy that you're better, that you're on your feet, that you're moving around. Man, I thank God you take your challenges on head on. I believe we're only as great as our greatest challenge. And we know that we can do all things through our Lord and Savior who strengthens us. I'm happy that you have a strong faith tradition. Man, I did not know that you were you had broken some ribs.
Oh, I got hit by a car on my bike. I hit the car. The car didn't hit me, but either way, it hurts.
Wow, that is some amazing stuff. Remember when we won the challenge for the day and everybody thought we cheated because we won?
Oh, we're done. We're done 5 minutes before everyone else.
Before everyone, that's just a testament of your tenacity.
No, it's a testament of
you are, man.
It was a testament of being partnered with you. I mean, you're intense and you're fit as a fiddle. You're strong. I mean, you're a weightlifter. I mean, you're a great athletic person as well as all these other things you do. But being with you inspired me, and we just decided to take it on that day. I mean, was that the 100 day? Didn't we have to do 100 of everything?
Yeah, we had to do a lot that day. It was a lot of stuff. I remember Tad looking at us, Brian looking at us. Everybody was like, you guys are going so fast. Oh, yeah, we did have to do 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a good day. It was a good day to win, you know? And we won, so it was a perfect situation.
Hey, I got to ask you a personal question, and it's really out of left field. But when I was on the show with you, when you and Eric were doing the show together, you intimated something that I was unaware of. And I don't know if you listened to the show yesterday, but we got into a conversation about women leaders in this community. And Julie was here along with Debbie and Lindsay Romano, three strong women leaders. And speaking of white challenges, that Lindsay Romano is unbelievable. But we got to talking about the significance of communication between leaders in this community. And back And when Julie Moore was president of the chamber, I was chairman. We met with Dr. Janelle Norman when there was a rift going on over the Eisenhower fight between the NAACP and the Chamber of Commerce. And I didn't realize you were intimately involved in that. And speaking of leadership, you go talk about taking on a challenge. You go through that turbulent time when Reverend Jackson came to town to now being a community leader in general and a very strong African-American leader specifically. Mm-hmm. Could you just talk about that a little bit?
Oh, well, yeah, I think that I was put in the position a long time ago during the fight simply so that I could showcase perseverance and what God can do to a young God can do for a young person that has went through significant levels of trauma in his life, ups and downs, and so that God can showcase how a community can, on one hand, can one. At one time be against you and at another time forgive you and elect you, right?
Right.
If you first forgive yourself, and he gets to showcase his forgiveness for us. So I think that I believe that I went through all of that to showcase those particular moments in life, because, you know, in this life, being a human, it's not for the faint in heart. Or being a African American in this time isn't, or just anybody in this particular time, it's not for the faint of heart. It's really living today. One has to reserve his resilience, right?
Right.
He has to wake up in the morning and decide that I'm going to walk in the arena of I'm going to walk in the moment that I'm going to walk in the my purpose, because my purpose is what's designed is what's helping design my destiny for the most part. So I couldn't get my thoughts together on that, but it's so for real that we understand that it's extremely important for us to walk in our purpose and have our life aligned with our purpose. Our conversations, our relationships must be aligned with our purpose. And if we don't know what our purpose is, then we should open up a Bible and figure out who am I without God and who am I with God? Because we're all living on this earth on God's time. And if we don't know what time it is, we could be doing the right thing at the wrong time and not receive the right results.
Boy, that's prophetic.
Sure that on God's time, if that makes sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. It's very prophetic. And, you know, I talked to Ignatius about the Holy Spirit. I'm convinced that if you just pay attention to the Bible and what Jesus was telling his apostles when they're, you know, cowering in the upper room after he was killed, when he came back after the resurrection and gave him the Holy Spirit and said, now go out and be fearless. You're comforted now with me, with you all the time. Just utilize me. And when I say utilize, that means be attentive to these signs that come to you every day, small, sometimes big, and sometimes they make no sense because you're going through adversity, only to use that adversity for good later in your life.
Yeah, to transition the adversity and create opportunity. Because there is opportunity in adversity, right? And so then...
But you have a choice. You have a choice. You could turn that adversity into something worse, or you could turn that adversity into a lesson and say,
right.
Now what do I do to help others not to have to go through this adversity?
That's where I was going, and then turn around and help someone else reach their goals and reach what would create this, put them in a position to take care of their families. Because I really believe that if everybody was focused on taking care of their mental health, wealth, and their families, then we'll live in a better place. Because that's the key, right? I think that sometimes life happens the wrong way because people are focused on the wrong things, right? But if I was focused on taking care of my family, then the next family they'll benefit from that because they're taking care of their family. I always say this, Brother Kev, that you can be the most respected person in the community, most diligent person at work, the most religious person at church. But if you ain't taking care of the first thing that you should be taking care of, the main thing that you should be taking care of first, which is your family, then you are doing a lot of good on your way to hell, because God said you are worse than infidel if you don't take care of your family first. We got to get back to taking care of our families. We have to get back to taking conversations with other leaders, communicating with other leaders. We have to get back just being human. The world for the last 2 years have taught us how to be socially distant from each other. So ultimately, there's a communication gap. And so we have to get back to communicating effectively somehow while social distancing,
yeah.
While wearing a darn mask. So that means people have to get vaccinated so that we can get back to living differently, but more effectively with one another as human beings.
I agree with that. And you and I both took on the ask here at WSOY to be vocal about vaccinations. And I'm all for vaccination. I'm not for mandating vaccinations. I am for people using their good common sense to get vaccinated. If you have a special condition, then you have a special condition. But I don't want anyone to go through a severe COVID experience. It's a horrible thing. And then sometimes if it gets real severe, you die. So to me, common sense is trust the science and get vaccinated.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Or at least we have some people not wanting to take the test to figure out if they're sick or ill. I mean, I take a test. I've been vaccinated, but I take a test twice a week just because we have the resources at Richland Community College to walk outside my office and spit in a little tube, and I receive my results in, 2 to 3 hours.
That's cool.
Isn't that all right, man? So typically 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Richland Community College, man, you're able to take the spit test on certain days, and it's just a simple process. You don't have to put a long Q-tip in your nose. I've never experienced that, but I heard it's a harsh experience.
Can anyone do this?
Yeah, you can walk on. Come on in, man.
That's awesome.
And, say that one more time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, come on in and take that saliva test, because it's extremely important that
it's right outside. Is it right outside the business offices?
Right outside the business offices. Yes, sir.
I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, we're going to take a break for the weather here, Rev. When we come back, we'll talk more about Richland. That's really why you're here, and I took you off in a whole different direction.
No, that's all right. You let the Holy Spirit use you. Bad church. Let him use you.
All right, here's Nick Smith with today's forecast.
Today, we've got a 30% chance of showers. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 74. And tonight, mostly cloudy still with a low around 61. That chance of rain continues. For Wednesday, more rain, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high of 74. And Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 76. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:22. And this look at your weather brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Were you a big Jimi Hendrix fan, Nick?
Yes, sir.
I liked his song. I like a few of his songs, but I never thought he was this great guitarist, musician that everyone... Maybe it's because I remember him. He was such a drug addict that I never knew when he was a good musician or he was just flying high as a kite. Boy, you talk to all the other rock and rollers, they loved him.
Yeah, an innovator sound, a lot of style, a lot of problems, too. I mean, not that those things have to be mutually exclusive, but an icon nonetheless.
All right, we're talking to the Reverend Courtney Carson. He's Vice President of External Affairs at Richland Community College. You know, Reverend, I think there are just so many jewels in this community that you could go right down the list, but really at the top of the list, if not very top of the list, Richland Community College is probably one of the most important institutions or the most important institution in this city.
Hey, man, thank you so much for saying that and recognizing that. So I would agree with you. We truly do phenomenal our best to do phenomenal work at Richland Community College. President Valdez has really, he's the kind of leader of leaders, and he allows us to be innovative and courageously creative with our approach to helping people. At Richland Community College, we just, it's not about, we're building a lot of buildings, so it's not necessarily about the fancy buildings, how much money we're bringing in. It's literally about the people that we serve. We ensure that the people that come into the doors of Richland Community College are extremely happy and taken care of holistically, right? Right now we're talking about the WSF SOI food drive. Our food pantry at Richland Community College is there so that we can serve those young people that have food insecurities, our adult students that have food insecurities. Our students in the Enrich program, we ensure that when they come to the classroom, they have the proper attire. We do some things to make individuals feel good, and then we educate. We try to regulate whatever childhood adverse experience that they've ever received, the trauma that they've had in their life. We try to make sure that that's eliminated before we even start. I will use this language, the A's, B's, and C's are ones, twos, threes of life. Before we begin that part, we make sure that we're taking care of the student, him or herself. So thanks for recognizing that.
We're down to our last couple minutes, but I just love your website, and it's richland.edu. You've got, like you said, the ABCs, you've got opportunities to explore your potential, 10 reasons to choose Richland. And the number one reason, opportunities to explore your potential, is so true. And you had a picture there of a young lady learning how to become a welder.
And, oh, yeah.
That tells so many stories right there. Number one, being a welder these days is a great paying job. Being a woman in welding is a new paradigm. And she looks so proud and so confident. What that does to a young person to explore their new opportunities.
Oh, man. And most time come through our welding program without having to pay money back. A lot of times people go to four-year universities. I'm not against a four-year university. Sometimes you have to take out a loan after your student loans, after your FAFSA, there's a student loan, you got to pay it back. At Richland Community College, you can go through one of our trainings, and we can help you pay for that. And you come out of that particular training without any debt, making a phenomenal wage, and walking into your career, taking care of your family, because that's what it's about.
Well, that's an important point. You know, one day I had lunch with a young man trying to figure out what he was going to do after college. And he was working in a job where he couldn't have been making more than $35,000, $40,000 a year. And he had $150,000 in debt. I'm thinking, who counseled this poor guy? You know,
right.
There's no way at that job you're going to pay that debt back. And so to your point, Richland is a great resource. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to have you come on this morning to cover the two important topics in a person's life, faith and education.
Amen. That's good. I love it. Faith and education.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. I'm calling him a doctor, but he's a reverend, Courtney Carson.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.